Let's continue here on From the Press Box to Press Row, the Daytona 500 happening on Sunday. And joining us on the line, he drives the number 20 for Joe Gibbs Racing, 13 top 10 finishes last year, his first year driving on the NASCAR circuit full time. And we're joined by NASCAR's reigning Rookie of the Year, Erik Jones, here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Erik, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
We appreciate it, Erik. Just your thoughts on last year. Again, mentioned the number of top 10 finishes that you had. You finished 19th overall in your first year driving full-time on the NASCAR circuit.
Well, I thought, in a lot of ways it went really well, and in a lot of ways it could have went better, but I think for the most part, we really looked back on last year and kind of analyzed where we could improve and things we could have done better along the way. I thought we really should have made the playoffs at the end of the year. That was a big goal of ours that we weren't able to get done, unfortunately. But I think there's, looking back on things we did throughout the season, I think there's a lot of things that easily could have been improved on that would have put us in a good position to make the playoffs. So, just looking back on that and improving on our mistakes we had, it's going to be, I think the biggest thing for us this year.
Overall, because it was your first year full-time on the top tier at NASCAR, again, a top 20 finish, 14 top 10 finishes, do you take away some positive from the fact that it was a top 20 finish, being that this was your first year racing full-time?
Yeah, I think we can take a lot of positives out of the year. I think, being as competitive as we were at times throughout the year and having races where we were in contention to win was a big one for us. So, just looking at those races and trying to figure out what we need to do to go from being a contender to win to being, a winner of these races is what we need to figure out. So just looking at that, and I think take the positive of that we did have good speed throughout the year is a big thing for us.
Sure. Let me take you back to 2015, which was a really big season for you. It was the first time you had actually raced on the top tier circuit. How much did those couple of races that you had in 2015, what was then the Sprint Cup Series Championship, help you last year?
Well, unfortunately, it didn't help out much. They changed the cars so much between 2015 and 2017 that I wasn't really able to take anything I learned, that weekend, those couple races that I had in the Cup Series. So, the only thing I was really able to take was just the level of competition that was on the Cup side, and some of the things, just from pit road and other things I was going to have to improve on once I got to the Cup level. So, it was a lot different, but, at the same time, it is always valuable to have some kind of experience going into your first race.
Last thought with respect to last year, and want to talk with you. At Bristol, you had a second place finish. How did you view that particular finish?
Two ways, I guess. Number one, it was a big moment for us as a team and as a group to show that we were really contenders and could go up and win these races. And secondly, it was frustrating. We were so close to getting that win and led so many laps and weren't able to close it out at the end of the day. That was challenging for us. So I think the biggest takeaway was, like I said, just knowing that we were contenders and that we did have a shot to win that race was really encouraging for us and really encouraging for me as well. But definitely a big moment for us. We knew we were going to have a shot to be competitive at Bristol and have a shot to run up front. But didn't really expect, honestly, to lead so many laps, get the pole, and be so competitive throughout the entire race.
Erik Jones is the reigning NASCAR Rookie of the Year. He drives the number 20 for Joe Gibbs Racing. He joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. And Eric's successive years in terms of being the Rookie of the Year in 2015, the Camping World Rookie of the Year, 2016 Xfinity Series Rookie of the Year, and then, of course, last year, the Monster Energy Cup Rookie of the Year. What does that mean to you to be able to do something that no one has done before in terms of winning consecutive Rookie of the Year awards?
No, we were the first ones to do it, so that was a pretty cool moment for me. I look back, and that was one of the goals that I had, knowing after winning the Xfinity Series Rookie of the Year, knowing we were going into the Cup Series, was to try to be the first guy to do it Rookie of the Year in all three series. And definitely a big accomplishment for us. You know, I think obviously the next goal of mine, long-term goal, is to try to become a Monster Energy Cup Series champion. But, you know, it was a big one for us, a big step and a big goal of ours throughout last year. So it was really nice to be able to go out and close that out and accomplish that.
Your first race in the Daytona 500 was last year. What will you take away from last year going in to Sunday's Daytona 500?
Well, I think, you know, just making sure you got yourself in good position is really the only thing you can do. And I thought last year that we really did have ourselves in the position we wanted to be in. I was with Kyle and Matt last year, kind of in a line, and unfortunately, you know, got caught up in an incident that we couldn't really do a whole lot to prevent, unfortunately. So, you know, I thought we did really all we could last year and just got caught up in one of those super speedway kind of deals. So I think just going into this year and realizing that Daytona is kind of its own animal, and doing what you can to be in a good position to run well and finish well, but at the end of the day, knowing that, you know, there's some things you just can't control in these super speedway races.
Eric Jones going to race in the Daytona 500 on Sunday. He joins us here on the program. A couple of more thoughts, Eric. We appreciate the time for you. What does it, in fact, mean to drive the number 20 for Joe Gibbs Racing?
Well, it's huge for me. It's a huge opportunity in itself. And I think you look back at the history of the 20 car and the guys that have ran that car and kind of made their mark in it and made their own legacy along the way in it. You know, it's nice to know that I'm in a car that is competitive and is going to have a chance to win races. And at the same time, you know, you want to have your shot to make your own kind of history and your own kind of legacy in that car. And, you know, it's a neat opportunity for me to build a legacy of my own. And, you know, I hope I can go out and be competitive and win races and contend for championships along the years that I hopefully stay in this car for a long time.
And then lastly, Eric, and we appreciate the time, what is it going to take to win this year's Daytona 500?
I can say a lot of things. You know, I think this year is a lot different than years past with the new rules package that they have. Handling has become premium. And, you know, it's just going to be kind of a wide open field, honestly. I think it's going to be whoever can figure it out the quickest, what they really need their car to do. And I don't think anybody knows what that is yet. So just trying to figure that out as quickly as you can is going to be a big factor when we get to Sunday, and who's fast, who's competitive, and who's going to have a shot to win the race.
Again, he drives the number 24, Joe Gibbs Racing. He is the reigning Monster Energy Cup Rookie of the Year. He joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Eric, we appreciate the time. Good luck throughout 2018.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.